Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Americans are now spending over $35 billion, that's billion, dollars a year on this. What do you think it is for the brain strain win?
I would say their pets.
On their pets. And a lot more people have adopted pets over the last year. Sir, we hope they are. That's not our winning guess, but thank you for thinking of that this morning.
I'm going to say home improvement.
No, sir, not a home improvement project. Been doing a lot of those, though, you know, cooped up at home, but not home improvement, but an excellent guess.
My guess is fitness.
Spending more on fitness. Yeah, they say people have gotten a little out of shape during the pandemic. Yeah. Not fitness, but another great guess.
Yes.
Yes.
Is it vitamins?
It's not vitamins. Are you taking your vitamins?
Yeah.
I should start. Should follow your lead. I know I'm deficient on something, I'm sure. Thank you for that guess. Okay.
I have two. I'm going to guess RVs.
RVs, traveling more. That's a good way to deal with this pandemic situation. Get out of the house. Get a little house on wheels. No, not an RV. Not an RV. Good guess. What was your other one?
Swimming pools.
Oh.
Yeah. It was hard to get one last year, so.
You have one?
We got one this year.
Good for you. It won't be long. You'll be hopping in there.
I know.
Oh, thanks for trying. Not an RV or not a pool, but with those two fun toys, I hope you have a great summer this year, okay?
We will.
Stay healthy. Stay safe. Have fun.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. What do you think to our ongoing question? Americans are now spending over $35 billion, that's billion a year, on this.
Takeout food.
A lot of takeout going on the last 12 months. No, I'm sorry, not takeout food. Oh, good try, though.
How about video games?
Video games, no. A lot of that been going on, too. A lot of video game playing. Not video games. Thank you, though. Not gas, but I wish you a safe and happy week.
Online purchases.
Online purchases. Doing the Amazon shopping. No, not it. Not it.
But okay, want my second guess?
Sure, why not? You're still wonderful. Let's get a second one.
I'm just going to throw it out there and say Bluetooth brushes.
Oh, we had that guess. That was a winning guess. No.
We're going to give it a try with plants and flowers.
Plants and flowers. And we recommend Jung's Garden Center for all your plants and flowers. What a great place. No, not plants and flowers, though.
I was thinking gym memberships.
Gym's membership. Off to the gym. Gonna pump it up. Gonna pump it up. Get back in shape.
Yep, for the first month of the year, and then you forget about it.
Exactly. That's how that goes. No, sir, an excellent guess, and I thank you for
it. Well, I think I knew it the day you asked it, but I figured I'd wait. See if anybody else answers.
You'd keep us in suspense, you Alfred Hitchcock,
right.
You. What do you think? Americans now spending over $35 billion a year on this.
It's got to be charitable contributions.
Charitable contributions. No, sir, but you're getting closer, though.
Oh, no kidding.
Oh, yeah, that's closer than we've had so far. But good try, and it was good talking with you this morning.
Is it foreign aid?
Foreign aid, which would be a good thing, but no, sir, not foreign aid. But we're getting closer with you guys now. That we're getting a little closer. Hello.
I didn't hear if this was guessed yet or not, but I'm going to say phones or smartphones.
Not smartphones. Still a good guess, though.
How about Salvation Army donations?
Ooh, Salvation Army, which is a really good thing to do if you can.
Yep.
Drop
if
a,
you can do it.
Drop a bundle into that kettle at Christmas time. Noah, sir, good guess, though, Joe. Thanks for thinking of that.
I'm going to go with the one that I should have went with earlier. It's been bothering me. How about, like, GoFundMe website or the page there that people donate to?
You know, a couple of the guesses like that are close, but not a GoFundMe page. But, boy, you're headed down the right street there, man. Keep thinking on this one. You guys are kind of going the right direction. Hello.
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 I'm calling about the brain strain.
I'm glad, because I know you're going to give us a good guess. What do you think? Americans now spending over $35 billion, that's billion dollars a year on this.
Well, my guess is hand sanitizer.
Boy, that's been selling like crazy, haven't it? They gave me a big old jug here in the station right now. It's huge. No, sir, not hand sanitizer. WOLX, thank you for calling and keeping me awake in here. Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. How are you?
Great. How are you?
I'm really good. Thank you. Hey, question is going on and on here. Do you think you have it figured out?
Yep.
Okay. Americans now spending over $35 billion a year. On this.
Well, with COVID and everybody helping small businesses and getting takeout food, I'd say tipping.
There is our winning answer. Hallelujah. There, and the McGaw in the Morning Angels all saying hallelujah on day four.
Hallelujah.
Nice gone. That's it. Now, have you ever had a job where you needed tips to kind of get by?
Yes.
Yeah? And did you have good tippers on your shift, or?
No.
My mom was a waitress for years, and she often told us the house we all grew up in was built on the tips that she got. So,
right.
So if you ever ate at Howard Johnson's in Madison way back when, thank you for tipping my. Thank you for putting a roof over my head growing up. Well, who is this?
I did.
Oh, you did. Okay.
Kathy
Conway, is that you?
Yes, it is.
A familiar voice and a loyal listener from Baraboo. Kathy, that is the correct answer. Absolutely.